Before we dive in, could you explain to us the difference between charging at home and out of home, and the kind of costs that's incurred for either or?
Sure. Look, there's a big difference. People generally will choose the convenient, cheap option. So when you're thinking about it, most people will charge at home because for them that's the cheapest option. So they'll probably choose overnight recharging if they have off-peak electricity. And, you know, for many people, that's around about 11 cents a kilowatt hour. So, you know, if they're doing the average distance that Australians do every year, they used to be spending about $2,000 in fuel a year at $1.50 a litre. But if they're charging at home, their electricity is going to cost about $250 a year for the same distance. So that's what most people will do. And I've just been doing some research in New Zealand, and that's certainly the case over there, that people will choose the cheap option. Most people do probably 95% of their recharging at home, and then they will do charging away from home when they're doing a longer trip that they, you know, that's further than the distance of the range of the vehicle. So they'll charge at a fast charger on the way, or maybe they will charge at a destination charger. They've gone to a country town and they're going to spend the day there, and they'll just put it on a charger there. So depending on the place they are, that charge is quite variable, so I can't give you any answers to that. Sometimes it is the cost of the electricity and there's no additional cost burden. Other times, of course, there is, because somebody has to pay for that recharging facility. It depends. There's all sorts of things. If you're in the NRMA and you go to one of theirs, it'll be free for you because you're a member. So it just, there's a lot of answers to that one, so sorry if I can't tell you the exact cost of away from home charging, but be assured that 95% of your charging is done at home, because that's the cheap, convenient option.
So we compare $2,000 for fuel to $250 for electric. I mean, that sounds great on the face of it. In terms of convenience, obviously, we're probably pretty familiar with how it works with petrol stations. You pull up, you stick the hose in the tank and fill up rather quickly. I guess in convenience terms, though, the electric cars take quite a bit longer.
Oh, yes, they do take longer. But the thing is, most people go to bed and it recharges while they're asleep. So it's just like recharging your phone. You put it on to charge when you're not, you know, you're doing something else. It's not an inconvenience to walk away from it. You don't have to stand there for 2 hours. You can walk away. You know, you go to the shopping centre, you plug it in, you go and do your shopping, you come back, you unplug and off you go. It's really not the inconvenience that people think about. It's only if you get caught out and you don't have another option. But most people, they plan their petrol journeys. They know that they're running out of fuel. How many people get into the situation where they actually run out of petrol? They don't. They learn to manage how the car works and where they're going to have to refuel. It's the same with an electric car. You just learn how to do it and you plan ahead in your mind, right, I'm going to the shops, I'll plug it in there, or I'm going to a country down for the day, or, you know, in our case, we've just been to Canberra, stay at a friend's, you can either recharge the NRMA one for free, or you just plug it in your friend's one at home and do it overnight when you're asleep. So it's not the inconvenience people think of.
In terms of recharging, you know, in other places as you go about, I know some people do plan sort of road trips with their electric vehicles based on the charging points. I've seen a few of them when I've been road tripping myself. But do we need an investment into further, you know, out-of-home charging networks?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That is people's greatest anxiety about making the change from being in a petrol car to an electric car. They have that what is termed range anxiety. They know that their car will do 200, 300, 400 kilometres of range before they need to recharge, and you know that they're afraid that they won't learn how to do that. But it is, as I said to you, it's just the same as managing a petrol car. You just learn how to manage your car. You might run out of petrol once in your lifetime when you're a young person because you haven't worked that out, and you might, you know, come near to running out of electricity. But what you have to remember is that if you're running short of electricity, you can plug in at any power point and you can recharge your car. You can't do that with a petrol car. You have to find a petrol station. So it's not quite as convenient as that. So if you're going camping at a camping ground, you just use the caravan one and you just recharge there. So there's a lot of options that people haven't thought about, because electricity is almost everywhere. petrol stations are not almost everywhere. So, yeah, we do need the investment in fast chargers so that people can do those long-distance trips and not have to stop for more than, say, 20 minutes for their break. You know, most people will stop every couple of hundred kilometres anyway because they need, you know, to have a bit of a break, stretch their legs, go to the toilet, have a coffee, whatever. And, you know, you just learn to go to the town that's got the fast charger and that's where you have your break. So if I was going to Canberra, I would stop in Mittagong because there's a fast charger there and you just go and walk around for 20 minutes and come back and there's your car and it's done. So, you know, it's not hard. People just have to learn how to manage and they just have to think it through. But what we need is the investment in more of those country towns having those so that more towns will benefit from people stopping off to have that little break.
Just as a final point, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, electricity is everywhere, but our current grid, as this technology gets more and more popular, is our current grid capable of handling, say, the majority of Australians charging their cars, you know, overnight in the near future?
Look, if everybody suddenly changed to electric cars tomorrow, which isn't going to happen, but let's say it did, we need an extra, you know, roughly 25% of electricity to what we have now. What you have to remember is that an electric car uses up less electricity than a pool pump. So if someone's got a pool and they're running a pump for however many hours a day, they're going to use less additional electricity for their car than they would for the pool pump. So, you know, people have pools, people have, you know, computers at home, we need extra electricity. So, yes, gradually we need to invest in more renewable energy for the grid and we do need to prepare for that. But this is going to be a very slow transition. You know, on average, cars last for about 20 years. So, you know, you might own it for that long, but as it goes through the population and, you know, becomes cheaper and different people buy that car, you know, it's a very, very slow transition. For the car that is bought tomorrow, in 20 years' time, it's still around. You know, it's not this overnight, oh, suddenly we have to have 25% electricity extra. So it's just that slow investment in the change.
Well, Gail, it is the wave of the future. I mean, it is something that is happening. It's good to keep abreast of it. I do appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, I'm more than happy to speak to you. Anytime you want to talk about electric cars, I'm happy to chat.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Sean. Okay, bye-bye.